23-year-old Janvi Kandula was among the 200,000 Indian students studying in the United States. 8 months ago, she was killed by a speeding police patrol car in Seattle. As video emerged of the cop laughing after mowing down Janvi, the Biden administration has assured action and has said that Indian government will be seeing a quick investigation from their part. A story we are following very, very closely on NDTV. I'll be getting details from students from Northeastern University where she studied. But first up, the story.
The U.S. government has assured a speedy probe into the actions of the Seattle police officer who laughed off the death of Indian student Janvi Kandula.
But she is dead.
And whose disturbing comments went viral upon the release of footage from his body cam from the night of her death.
$11,000. She was 26 anyway. She had limited value.
The U.S. government has swung into action after India's ambassador to the United States raised the issue to Washington, demanding an investigation into the mishandling of the student's death. It's not just the Indian government protesting. The incident has garnered responses from U.S. lawmakers too, with many of them raising the question of the value of Indian lives, and others asking the cop involved to take accountability. Political leaders back home in India too have flagged the incident, with BRS leader KTR calling the cop's behavior callous and reprehensible. While the Seattle mayor has written to the family of the student, saying that the attitude of one bad cop is not representative of the entire city, the family continues to grieve, with a statement slamming the police officer's words, saying that Janvi is a beloved daughter and beyond any dollar value for her mother and family, and that every human life is invaluable and should not be belittled, especially during a tragic loss. Nayantara Singh for NDTV.
Mishra is joining me. He's a student of Northeastern University, joins me from Boston. We also have Alekhya Bhatt, a student at Wesleyan University. Alekhya, coming to you first, I mean, the video is deeply, deeply troubling. And we did try to get in touch with her parents. We have got a statement from the family. They are hoping for justice. And what troubles them or all of us most is that a price being put on an individual, that the cop is heard saying, sign and write a check of $11,000. Alekhya.
It was honestly deeply, deeply disturbing. And I think that it almost references this larger issue that white American cops tend not to see brown people and black people in America as equal. And just listening to this video was so deeply dehumanizing. The fact that he was so callously laughing about the matter, the fact that he was just so blatantly unaware of the fact that this girl's life mattered is, I think, what's really stricken the Indian and South Asian community the most here in America after these tapes have surfaced.
What has been the response of the university, Gaurav?
Thank you very much, Maria, for having me here. As a previous executive board member of the Indian Students Association, NU Sanskriti, and an alum of Northeastern University now, I stand, of course, in solidarity with the family of the deceased student and with the larger Indian and international student community. And I also offer my condolences. I mean, in light of this tragic event, we would have liked an open and constructive dialogue between law enforcement agencies, the university, and the community to address the concerns. But I'm surprised that the senior leadership of the university has chosen to stay silent on this. Having associated with NU for around 3 years now, to me, this deafening silence does not come as a surprise. It's sad to say, but these incidents do make me feel, I believe, as the Seattle PD officer auditor quoted, a person of limited value. And to me, I believe that law enforcement officers should be held to the highest standards of professionalism. I'm a student who's on a visa, we come up with a lot of burden, and safety should not be on that list even. And we hope that through all these efforts, we are trying to reach out to senior leadership to get an answer from them and helping and asking for their help to expedite the process and, of justice for Janvi.
And Gaurav, when did you come to know that this has happened And particularly after this video having surfaced, the body cam video, and of which the Consulate General of India in San Francisco has also taken cognizance and has spoken about it. They have taken it up with authorities in Seattle and Washington, D.C. What about students there? I believe there are 9,000 Indian students who are studying presently in Northeastern University.
Yes, that is correct. So we got to learn about this in January, and we were honestly surprised that there was no reaction from senior leadership assuring Indian students of whatever is being done, or a statement on something. And Northeastern University does not shy away from giving statements on issues like this. So for me, it's quite surprising. I mean, we got to learn about this body cam, and it's tragic that this incident is gaining media traction only after such dehumanizing things have come into light. And it's saddening to hear that, you know, the investigation, it's been 8 months, but almost more than 8 months, I guess, since the original incident. And it's only after 8 months that this very, very revealing finding is coming into light. Hmm. And it's only then that, you know, people in the mainstream media are talking about it. Yeah, so, I mean...
And Alika, you were making that point of safety. You know, students go there with great expectations. Several of them go on loan, you know, student loans. They are carrying the burden of families' expectations as well. And security should not be on their mind. And now, after this incident, how worried are your parents here in India?
Extremely worried. I think every time, you know, they hear of a shooting, they hear of a racially invoked attack on Asians, on Indians, they're worried. And I think this comes down also to the fact that immigrants in America are not safe, no matter what happens. And this, I mean, recently with there being the DACA being charged at the Supreme Court now, it is just so clear that brown people in America are not safe. And unfortunately, this tape that had to surface about Janvi's precious life is proof to us that law enforcement will not take action. Just to echo the previous thought, that it won't take action until something this dehumanizing comes to light and sparks enough media outrage to actually elicit an investigation. And to me, that's us getting failed by the U.S. system here in America.
Okay, I have just enough time for the final comment from Gaurav. As a student studying in Northeastern University, from where Janvi was, has there been any effort by all of you to ensure that trust deficit is bridged in many ways? Because there is a huge doubt that the Indian students have on the cops on ground now.
Yeah, and the doubt is very, very palpable. It's very visible over here. Having talked to so many students over the past 3 years over here, the common notion is that in the presence of any cop, we don't feel protected. What instead we feel, we have the reservation of being threatened. And it's sad to know, because they're supposed to be the law enforcement officers. They're supposed to protect us. So for us, we are trying to collect enough signatures, enough voices for the senior leadership to engage in this conversation and to help expedite the process. We're trying to involve alumni. We're trying to involve parents. We're trying to involve students. From the last conversation I had with Indian Sanskriti, the Indian Students Association, they're also trying to organize a vigil, which might help get the attention that, you know, this case needs. And it's also more revealing and saddening because, you know, this statement came out from VP of the student union. So it's I think the issue is much, much deeper than what it appears. It's not just about this one isolated incident. It's about the bias and the reservations that these law enforcement officers have about people of color.
Have there been similar complaints against officers by students of color in the past, particularly Indian students? Have you had such a complaint in the past?
Yes. We see and we interact with so many students, even on campus, who have had incidents where they have had, right from petty theft to some serious matters, which were not properly investigated with or were not answered or were not responded properly. Okay. So it's a commonplace thing. I'm hoping it gets corrected at some point.
Gaurav and Alekia, stay safe. Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts. This will be a top focus on NDTV through the week, and there are a lot of reactions that have come in from lawmakers in US. We'll see how the story develops. Thanks so much for watching.